What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So what we did this week, Kathy, what do we do? I don't like doing it, but you like to do it. And what do we do? We traded vehicles.
Yes, we traded vehicles.
So are you happy?
Sure.
Yeah, Kathy has always said that she's never really got to pick out the car that she wants. And now she finally has. So do you feel...
It's a miracle.
Yeah. So this brought up a lot of insurance-related topics, and mm-hmm. I've talked to several attorneys that we know. I've talked to my CPA. The car salesman's like, hey, you need to put this in your business.
You have to write it off.
Yeah, you can write it off. And I got thinking about that, and this is what we do, and I already knew the answer, but I wanted just to talk it through some a couple attorneys.
You wanted to verify and confirm.
So that was not, in my estimation, a good idea, because I didn't want to put all the assets up for my business into me driving a vehicle. And so we're going to talk about that this morning, or this, I guess this show, and we're going to talk about how an asset is titled can make a difference, and how you can protect yourself from a liability standpoint from a lawsuit.
But also from an insurance perspective, because sometimes some carriers will not write it in an LLC or an S-Corp as well.
That's right. So I was listening to Dave Ramsey, and he has some advice about this I agree with. Talking about holding, assets, and also to do with insurance. A gentleman called up and was owned a crane business, and he was very concerned about liability. So let's listen to what Dave Ramsey had to say about, first of all, independent agents, and also liability and LLCs.
You need an independent insurance broker that will shop among different types of insurance, make different business insurance suggestions.
Okay.
And then what you've got to do is you have to say, all insurance is not worth it. Some of it's just too expensive, and I'll take the risk. Other pieces of insurance for, $5,000 or $10,000, I can get something that covers $2 million of that. Yeah, I'm doing that one, right?
Yeah.
And so that's thing one, is you're going to, sadly, learn more about the different types of insurance than you ever wanted to know in order to intelligently purchase it.
Sure. Yep.
Okay, that's thing one. Thing two then is don't ever own anything again. Everything is in some kind of different entity.
Yeah.
Right? My personal residence is not in my name. My cars are in an LLC that my wife owns. My wife owns the LLC that we live in. As an example, the last house we had was in a trust that my wife had. And so the weird thing is that Dave Ramsey actually owns almost nothing.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous. So I tried to lower the size of the target.
Okay. So Dave Ramsey is a target. He has, all kind of assets, and that's what he does. He mentioned, he referenced buying insurance from an independent insurance agent. That's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you there's a lot of good, what we call direct riders out there. They do a good job. But when we get into the larger, heavier construction, general contractors, people building homes, grading contractors, things of that nature, you don't see those markets in the marketplace. That's not who we compete against. That's not who we use. Even though we have some quasi-independent or kind of like direct riders, like we have Nationwide, for instance. So most of those customers are not going to be insured with a direct rider unless it's a small business. So holding the assets is very important. And when Kathy and I bought this car, I got thinking, do I want to get sued personally, or do I want to get sued, with my business if I was to have an accident in this vehicle? And as we talked it through, what we decided to do was put the car in our personal name, even though I'm missing out on getting a write-off, because I could write off the expenses of the car, the mileage, right? Not the mileage, but the your gas, your maintenance. If you had a lease payment, which we don't, you could write that off. you can write off interest on the car, you know, if it's in your business name. So there is tax advantages to that. But should we be driving personally, the owner of the vehicle is going to get sued. And we can show you this. I mean, I guess, Kathy, well, we couldn't really show you because we can't talk about whose customers we have. But we have seen this where somebody else is driving a vehicle that's owned by somebody else. The owner of the car gets sued.
Yeah, you loan your car, you loan your insurance.
That's exactly right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly what happens. So if Kathy and I are driving this vehicle for personal reasons and that vehicle is titled in the business name, now I've just opened up our entire business to liability because it's owned by the business. And mm-hmm. That's what we decided not to do. Kathy and I carry a very good limit. We have, you know, we take our own medicine. We do have an umbrella policy. Mm-hmm. So there's no way to, and one of my attorneys told me, he said, Mark, this is a multi-layered question, and he's right. He's a very, very sharp guy. He's like, look, you know, if you're driving your vehicle for business use, there's no way to avoid having your business brought into a situation, mm-hmm. which is true. Like if we're driving for, you know, more insurance and there's some sort of accident, then more insurance is going to be on the hook for that, even though the vehicle is titled somewhere else. So I'm talking about us personally driving the vehicle. You know, if we have an accident, God forbid, and it's something we do personally, then it's going to be very hard for somebody to make a stretch to come in to try to get our business. And that's what we were
trying to
avoid.
Doesn't mean they're not going to try, though. They can try.
We have one right now.
Right.
Can't really talk about things. I mean, can't tell people's business, but we have one now where attorneys attempted to go after a gentleman's business over an accident that was totally involved in a personal situation.
Right.
I don't think they'll be successful because otherwise, why would we have LLCs?
Or an S-corp.
Corporation.
Right.
So an LLC is, and I said it wrong myself one time, it's a limited liability company. It's not mm-hmm. a corporation, it's a company. And the name is indicative of what it does. It limits your liability. So maybe you have a piece of property that you lease out and you want to have, or maybe a house. It's a guy did have that set up as a separate LLC. Kathy and I do have a house, our old house that we moved out of, that I transferred the property into LLC. And, you know, theoretically, if some sort of event happens on that property, then the attorney should only be able to get the assets in that LLC and not assets that we have elsewhere. So what do you think, Kathy?
Well, that's why we've always been told, even in insurance classes or CIC or CISR, which are designations for insurance, we've always been told keep your business and your personal. You know, that's why we do it, and that's why we're doing the way we're doing it is because we're not going to open us up to other situations or different assets.
Well, don't you want that big that tax write-off, Kathy?
Well, everybody wants it. I'd like to have the tax write-off, but you know, we had to look at the pros and cons of it. I think that's specific to each person and their business and how they're doing things.
Well, that's exactly right. Maybe your business is not worth that much.
Right.
Maybe you have your business is something that
I think it's a personal choice, and you have to you as a consumer need to know what your options are, and you need to check it out with your CPA as well as your attorney, and then talk to your insurance agent. I mean, that's what it's all about, is get as much information to be make an informed decision.
That's perfectly said, Kathy. Thank you. I think that, you know, having assets and LLC is good, and then having a good liability insurance. I mean, it's all you can
right.
really do.
Right.
You're going to be responsible for things that happen on your premises.
But again, if you have your name, have your business in your personal name as your sole proprietor, and you have your personal, it's still you. So you got to be careful about that as well. So if you need to probably look at how you're going to do that as well.
It just really alarms me because we see this all the time where people mm-hmm. own a business and it's a DBA.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one gentleman years ago that was a painting contractor, and I'm looking outside and he's doing painting, and there's people on scaffolds. The guy
ladders.
He doesn't have a lick of work comp either in this situation, where he was actually required to by state law to have work comp because he has three or more employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, man, one fall, one accident, this person has just put up every dime that he's ever made or going to make into this one situation. And that's so unnecessary because he could do several things. He could become an LLC and run all his operations through the LLC. And that way,
it's not that much involved to do it either. It's not very expensive to put it in an LLC.
No.
I mean, you just call to your attorney. They can do it within like a week or two. And it's not a big deal to do, but it's important to consider what you're putting up, what your exposures are. And that's important to know how that's going to play out if something does arrive, you know, comes up of it.
So Kathy and I decided to retain the vehicle we were going to trade in, and it would be a good vehicle for our business. Mm-hmm. And we got to think, okay, do I want to open up my business for somebody driving around? You know, I think one of the biggest sources of liability, and we see it all the time, is driving a vehicle. That and kids. That seems to be the most times mm-hmm. we have claims.
Absolutely.
Is a kid's done something stupid or driving a vehicle and doing something stupid. Right. Or it could be even alcohol is involved in situations
well,
as well.
Well, these days it could be texting and driving mm-hmm. or anything else, or smoking or drinking or what have you. So people just need to be understanding that it can come back on them negatively.
So I had two attorneys advise me this. I said, why don't you put your vehicle in a separate LLC? And that way, you know, they would be able to come back, and the assets of that LLC would be the vehicle. So in our case right. here, we've got a 2011 Honda Pilot. They offered me $3,000 for a trade-in. So somebody could come after the assets that we've got in the LLC, which would be a $3,000 Honda Pilot.
Right.
And, of course, we're going to also not only we're going to have the LLC structure, we're going to have insurance on that vehicle. Mm-hmm. And since it would be a non-known vehicle to our business, we would have another layer of liability before it could become a
potentially.
Business.
Potentially, yes.
So that's something to think about. So what does somebody that doesn't have a business, what do they, I guess, you know, if you don't have a business, this wouldn't be a relative topic for you per se. But you might own assets that you have, right. and even though it's not a business today, maybe you have property that's 10 acres down the road. Maybe you've got, I don't know, what else will be another one, Kathy, that you can think about putting in an LLC? Well, I guess if you had a small business, obviously, but people own, any type of assets you have can be put in an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would be wise to limit your liability in a situation like that. So. Okay, so we'll go back after the break talking more about, you know, structuring your assets, how to protect yourself from lawsuits and limit your liability.
From the insurance perspective.
Just correct, yes. So my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy, and we'll be back after the break.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder.
Now you can find Mounted Insurance in Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance on 515 between the UCB and the Burger King. Call Jeremy Payne at 706-632-2274 for a fast and accurate quote.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we would like to let you know where our locations are here locally. We are located for More Insurance Services, Inc. in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot. And next to the post office there at the South State Bank building. We are not part of the bank, but we're in the same building on our separate wing. So come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs there. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. It's in the red brick building next to the hospital called Town Trace. Come by there and see us in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. They're in Hayesville next to United Community Bank there, and that's our main hub. So come by and see us there in Hayesville. Then we have another location called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64 West, right past Arby's on the left, as well as So's Goods Restaurant. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's right next to United Community Bank. We're in between that and Burger King, right on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. So come by and see us there. We also have our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote, make a payment, check us out, and find all these lovely podcasts that we have done. If you missed one of them, you can check them out there. So that's where we're at.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Today we're talking about, what spurred this on was we just traded for a new vehicle. And we were advised, you know, hey, you need to put in your business to get the tax write-off. And I started thinking about the real money that could happen by putting up our business for liability for driving a vehicle. So we're talking about how an asset is owned is going to be important when it comes to a legal situation. Mm-hmm. Another, for instance, we had is we have our daughter who has a vehicle, and she's going to be 18 in January.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do as soon as she turns 18 is we're going to take the title, we're going to sign it over to her, and it's going to be her car and also her liability.
We have to get her own insurance policy.
She has to get her own insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Now, the things that I'm proposing today is going to cost more money. It's going to cost more money on the insurance side because it's going to be more expensive. And yes, by not having a vehicle in my business name, we can miss out on a tax write-off potentially, you know, for the expenses. So we're missing out on that. But the in the grand scheme of things, if there was some sort of event or we got sued, bringing my business into a litigation would be way worse than having it in our personal names in a situation because we have more assets in our business than we would for personal. Now, you may be off, so you may not have a business. You may not have a business that doesn't have many assets. So this would be individualized for who you are personally. But in our situation, or somebody that has, you know, maybe a large business, they may not want to put their personal vehicles into the business name, even though you do get a write-off.
Right. So, I think, I mean, just again, to reemphasize, you have to look at your individual. I mean, how you are, it might be different than we are. And that's okay. But again, you need to talk to your own attorney, talk to your own CPA, talk to your insurance agent to see how this all falls in, what would be the best options that you may have to make the educated decision on how you need to do things. So I feel like everybody has their own situation. Even when we look at insurance purposes, each person might not have the same exact house or the same exact type of exposures, like vacant land or rental houses or, you know, lots of vehicles. So each person is individually differently, and we have to look at them differently for each individual to insure them. So we have to make sure that we cover all the exposures, and that's what our job is, to avoid exposures and avoid situations that you could possibly get into trouble if there was a claim.
So having assets in different limited liability companies is a good measure.
Yes.
Kathy and I were looking at our situation. We have some different commercial properties, mm-hmm. and I've been actually running that through one LLC, and it's like, what are we doing? We should have this in the, broken out. Every property should have its own LLC.
Right.
And that way, you know, an event happening at one location will not open up liability.
Or affect the others.
For the others. Yes. So that's where we're in the middle of doing right now.
Right.
So, you know, two things in this conversation. One is, you know, having something separate from you personally, if you own these, you know, vacant land or whatever, and then having a good insurance policy. And that's mm-hmm. really all that you can do.
But if you're going to change it to LLC or an S-Corp or whatever you decide to do, you need to make sure and speak with your insurance agent, because then we have to write the policy in either that LLC or that corporation. And it has to be done properly, and the you know, you can't just put in your personal name and change things later and not let your insurance agent know, as well as the carrier know, that you've changed that.
Or a trust.
Because the exposure is a little bit different. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So one proposal we got from some attorneys we talked to was like, why don't you take this vehicle and set up a new LLC, mm-hmm. and that way you can still get the, you know, just indicative of the name, limited liability company, it's a commercial type of entity. Mm-hmm. It's not personal. So you can actually write off the expenses on this vehicle by operating the vehicle in an LLC. I've got a customer in Atlanta that owns a very large business, and he's bought this party bus. It's like they go out to Braves games and go around Atlanta. He entertains clients from all over the country, things of that nature. And he didn't want to have the party bus in his personal name. And we're talking about, you know, $175,000, you know, it's a tripped out van, what it is. He set up a separate LLC where he'll get the write-offs from him personally. And also he'll have, you know, his liability limited because it's not him personally that's being dragged into a lawsuit, or at least initially. They could probably always try. So that's consideration. You know, LLCs, have a good insurance policy, purchase an umbrella policy. That's about the best advice we can give you to limit your liability. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains, and we'll be back next week for another show. Thank you for listening.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder.
Now you can find Mounted Insurance in Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance on 515 between the UCB and the Burger King. Call Jeremy Payne at 706-632-2274 for a fast and accurate quote.